Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder, this podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Friday evening, October 10th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of environmental and energy news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
HSR Zero Waste returns as sponsor and participant at CWMA 2025 Annual Conference. HSR Zero Waste proudly returned as a sponsor and participant at the CWMA 2025 Annual Conference, joining sustainability leaders to advance waste reduction and circular economy solutions. This marked their second consecutive year of involvement, showing continued support for collaboration and innovation within BC's waste management community. The event brought together professionals to share knowledge, build partnerships, and explore new pathways toward a cleaner, more sustainable future. HSR Zero Waste, represented by company president Jamie Kaminsky, engaged with attendees to discuss waste reduction strategies and zero waste transformation initiatives. President Jamie Kaminsky stated, CWMA continues to be a valuable platform for collaboration in BC's waste reduction community. HSR Zero Waste remains committed to helping organizations reduce waste, improve diversion, and build circular systems for the benefit of the environment and local communities.
New Pacific Metals Corp., NOS American UP, TNUB, ready to benefit from silver and gold price surge, Bolivia's political shift. New Pacific Metals Corp., listed on NYSE American as NEP and on TSX as NUAG, is poised to benefit from the surge in silver and gold Privia's political shift. Silver prices have climbed over 60% this year, nearing the all-time high, while gold prices have surged roughly 53%, reaching new highs. New Pacific's projects in Bolivia could yield nearly 19 million ounces of silver annually, with significant gold potential. The country's upcoming presidential runoff may open doors for more foreign mining investment. Silver's surge is driven by factors like inflation, industrial demand from renewable energy, and global uncertainty, pushing investors towards safe haven assets like precious metals. Industrial use, especially in solar panels and electric vehicles, is contributing to the growing demand and price surge. Investor news breaks. Safe and Green Holdings Corp., SGBX, soars 86.7% to 6.03 cents on heavy volume and renewed market interest. Safe and Green Holdings Corp. surged 86.7% to close at 6.33 cents, rising 2.79 cents on strong trading volume as investors showed renewed confidence in the company's modular construction and sustainable development strategy. The sharp advance follows a series of operational updates highlighting Safe and Green's progress in expanding its eco-friendly infrastructure and manufacturing footprint. The rally positions Safe and Green as one of the day's most active small-cap gainers, underscoring heightened interest in sustainability-focused growth companies.
Production challenges, surging demand, keep copper prices rising. Copper prices continue to rise due to production challenges and surging demand across various industries such as electrical, construction, renewable energy, and automotive manufacturing. Tor Metals Inc., TAMET-T, is one of the exploration companies working to meet this demand. Investors can find the latest news and updates on Tor Metals Inc. in the company's newsroom. Mining Newswire is a specialized communications platform focusing on developments in the global mining and resources sectors, offering access to a vast network of wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications solutions. For more information, visit miningnewswire.com.
Chinese EV maker BYD records 880% surge in its UK sales. Chinese automaker BYD has reported an impressive 880% year-over-year sales increase in the UK during September, solidifying Britain as its largest market outside of China. With 11,271 vehicles delivered last month, the PHEV version of the Seal-U SUV was the most popular choice among consumers. This success should inspire other companies, such as Massimo Group, Nasdaq Mamo, looking to expand into global auto markets. Green Car Stocks, a platform focused on electric vehicles and the green energy sector, provides valuable insights and news for investors and industry professionals alike. UGI system upgrades underway in Loyal Sock Township could provide opportunities to convert to natural gas. UGI Utilities, Inc. has started a natural gas main replacement project in Loyal Sock Township to ensure safe and reliable service. This presents an opportunity for homes and businesses along the project route to convert to natural gas. The work will take place on Country Club Drive, St. David's Road, and Ettercrest Road. Construction will occur Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., potentially causing lane restrictions and parking limitations. Some natural gas service interruptions are expected, requiring property access for inspection and equipment relighting. Once the new main is installed, temporary restoration will be done with final paving at a later date. Those interested in converting to natural gas can contact UGI at 800-276-2722 or gasconversion@ugi.com. UGI Utilities, Inc. serves over 760,000 customers, and more information is available at www.ugi.com.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsAramp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsAramp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.